Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this weekend, I looked at what I've been spending that I don't necessarily need to spend on, and I found that I could probably save a crap load of money every month. I could save money by having lights off in certain rooms and pulling out plugs that don't need to be on or computers that need to be on. I realize I don't need Apple Plus and Prime Video and Netflix and Disney Plus and everything else, although I got to get through a few of my shows before I cancel them. I have credit cards that I don't really need, that and they have higher interest rates than others. I don't really ever let my credit card get to the point where I pay over 30 days. But why do I have them? Why don't I rip them up? So there's a lot of things that I think we do that, oh, toilet paper. I told you, do I have mine, any toilet paper here? Yeah. So when I use toilet paper, rather than taking a square and folding it up, I kind of like wrap my whole hand in toilet paper. Well, I'm going through these things like they're water. So I thought it would be a good idea to just quickly touch upon what are some ways you could save money. And this stuff adds up. And I know a lot of you are like, you know what, by the time it, you know, all the effort it takes to figure out how to save money, it's just easier to lose the $5 or $10. Not exactly. If somebody stole $5 from your pocket every day, wouldn't you get kind of ticked? You get mad. You'd want to stop that. Let's stop the faucet. Now, I did put this question out on my social media. And, of course, some of you were gave some pretty serious advice. Some of you said, well, I save money by hiding my wife's wallet. Okay, now that's, okay, I can't really use that answer. One of you said, vote the Democrats out of power. But let's talk about, though, honestly, what we could do now, some serious things that can save people money. One said he stopped popping into the local casinos. That's a good idea. Another one had said she stopped Starbucks. I don't drink coffee, but for those of you that spend a few dollars a day for a cup of coffee, yeah, maybe you could kind of save money on that. Not that I want Starbucks to go under at all, but, you know. One said that she shops at Trader Joe's. There's fewer options, so she doesn't buy extra things. And that's kind of what Walmart and Target do. As you're trying to navigate to the checkout counter, there's all these colorful things like, oh, I need fireworks. You don't need fireworks. There's no holiday where you need fireworks for the next few months, maybe New Year's, but they're there. So then you impulse buy. So that's a good idea. Shop where you don't impulse buy. One person said that rather than tipping strippers, he's giving them coupons. Okay, that's fine. But yeah, strippers. For those of you guys that go to strippers, you know, my buddy John says he pickpockets. Okay. So some serious. Can we talk about some serious stuff? So first and foremost, check what you're paying with your insurance, whether it's your car insurance, your home insurance. What is amazing is as these companies feel like they need to attract people, they're going to give discounts. And if you say, look, this is what I'm paying, beat my price, a lot of times they'll do it. So, and I know people are like, well, I get nervous. If I switch insurance, I feel like then something bad is going to happen. I've switched insurance multiple times. You'll be fine. Okay? I've had house fires. I've had break-ins. I've had car accidents. They happen whether you switch the insurance or not. Just get a good insurance plan. Same thing with your cell phone. I am paying a lot more. My buddy told me to move to this new carrier, and I'm still not paying what he's paying. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because I text more or something. But a lot of times you're overpaying for our cell phone. And I know we're lazy. I'm lazy. I haven't gone to the company saying, I don't understand why I'm paying more than he is. But for some reason, you know, you could be paying extra 50, 60 bucks a month that you don't need to get that looked at. As we spoke about with power bills, a lot of ways to save money. You got to shut your computers off. You got to pull out all your chargers. We always leave our chargers in so we don't lose the chargers, but they still cost energy. All right? Now that we're coming into the fall, you don't really need your air conditioning. Now try to make some changes. We spent a whole segment on how to save gas. We talked about that. Get crap out of the trunk. Make sure your tires are inflated properly. Change your air filter, things like that. So we talked about that. Other ways to save money is and this was a really, really good, I can't see who gave this to me, but somebody said, this isn't me. One of them said, here we go. This is Bobby Lee. When anyone leaves the house for work or errands, they will run by and pick up prescriptions or odds and ends, items for anyone in the house before coming home, so another trip isn't made. That's fantastic, because it saves on fuel. I have the type of family where somebody comes home and they're like, oh, you went grocery shopping? Why didn't you tell me? I needed this. I'll go back out. You know what? I'll just do it. I'll go back. And we have, like, between my boys that are adults, and we got cars flying all over the city that doesn't need to be. So I think I like the idea of a quick text, but I know the men in my family won't do that. They won't go, Mom, I'm coming home. Do you need anything? They're not going to do that because I'm going to be like, I need this. So it's probably going to have to be me. I'm like, look, I'm going to be coming home. Does anybody need anything? And that will save time. That will save money. Letting our nails grow out. My nails are growing out. I'm letting them, my lashes, I'm letting things. I have not had an upper lip wax in I don't know how long. I've let that go. Do it yourself. There's a lot of things you don't really have to hire somebody for. You could do your own gardening. You could do your own pool cleaning. You could do your own house cleaning. If you really need to save money based on the inflation and all that, you could do that. You know, do your own things. And then clothes. A lot of us have clothes that maybe are from the 1990s or the early 2000s. That sort of stuff is coming back. So go into your closet. If there's a hole in the crotch, sew it up. You could use those. If you could wear a house dress or something. I wear a muumuu. And I love my muumuu because it's really, really easy when I have to pee and I don't have to get out of jeans and all that other stuff. And it's not like a muumuu move. It's a cuter than that. But then you could rewear it. You could rewear things around the house. I understand my pets are like, really? You've worn that 3 times this week. Who cares what the pets think? So there's a lot of things you could do. If you're dieting, cut your meal in half. If you're going out to eat, get a to-go box, cut it in half. Let's hear from you guys. How to save money. What are you doing to save money? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Danny. You know what it was? Because somebody gave me a Grease meme, you know, with John Travolta. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Love you, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Some of you guys have responded to how you're saving money in the inflation. Natasha says she is stealing toilet paper and paper towels from work. Okay. We're trying to figure out how to save money without stealing, because you're right. You will be able to offset your costs by having somebody else pay for it, but there's a good chance that you'll get busted. So, yeah. But, look, they're honest. Another one of our listeners says, I put $10 every weekday and $20 every weekend, $90 a week, into my won't miss it envelope. At the end of the year, I have $4,500 I didn't even feel like I missed. Okay, this was from MV1 Fan. This is actually fantastic, and I've told you guys to do this multiple times. The one way I was able to get a little bit of money when I was only making like $1.60 an hour in residency or $4 an hour at Jack in the Box, the only way I was able to get a little bit ahead was I called it squirreling back then when you squirrel money away. And I would either ask my bank or I would, not like a jar, because the problem is when you see the money jar, you go into it. But, and I'll tell you how I do it now, but I would put like $5 away, $10 away, and then it's almost like when you find a $20 in your pocket, which I didn't back then because I never had a bill as big as $20, but still. And it's like, okay, wow, I had this money I didn't know I had. And the one thing I did over the years to do that, because sometimes your bank accounts will do it, but then you keep seeing it. I wanted to forget about it. So I did that with bonds. And I would buy bonds that way, where Treasury Direct, and I'm not doing this as a commercial for Treasury Direct. I'm just telling you what I did, and it helped me from a money standpoint. Because when you have two kids, and you have family that needs help, and you have, you know, and you have student loans, and you know, you're kind of struggling to start your practice, you really didn't necessarily have a lot of extra income. And so Treasury Direct allows you to invest in bonds, and they'll pick any amount of time, if you want to do it weekly, if you want to do it every 2 weeks, if you want to do it every monthly, every 6 months. And so I would ask them to take out like $50 or $100. Now, I remember my husband going, bonds? Because bonds weren't a good investment at the time. And I go, it's not that. It's that I want us to forget that we had the money. And thank God, because when the recession hit, we had a nice chunk that I could cash out of bonds. Now, I did start buying some before the inflation, because I-bonds are going up with inflation, so I'm a big fan of that. But I'm bringing this up to you because from a psychological standpoint, this isn't an economic show, but money does have to do with our health. Health has to do with money. They're interrelated. So, yes, I talk about money a lot on this show. But the idea of, I'm not going to miss it. And, you know, I tell you to do that when you diet. I go, if you really don't need to eat everything on your plate, because we were taught that as kids, because our parents were kids of you know, parents from the Depression and Holocaust and things like that. So it was this, look, if you have food on your plate, you don't waste it. You know, if you have food, you eat it. And I was a skinny kid, so of course my parents wouldn't let me waste food. But you know, if you do feel like I don't want to eat it all, good. I think it's unhealthy to finish your plate. So pack it up. Put that aside. Bag it up. You don't have to eat the whole thing. See, a lot of us, what we do is we go, okay, I'll take what I want to eat and then I'll finish the bowl. And no. If you don't feel like you need to eat it all, pack it up. And then you have, again, a whole meal for the next day. It really does stretch things out. But I use Treasury Direct to kind of put some money away and not think about it. And it's so funny because my husband would argue with me. He's like, you know, bonds aren't a good investment. Why are you doing that? We could put the money to something else. We could invest the money. And I go, watch, we're not going to. And the money's going to get spent. If it's in the account, it's going to get spent. And then I have a little bit of savings for my kids, not a lot. And we were able to put something away. Not a lot. Trust me, If I tried to retire on it, I could retire for a week. That's about it, honestly. But it's a great way to do things. So I use Treasury Direct because at least, and especially now with I-bonds, you'll definitely get some interest rate. You just can't break them for at least a year. If you want to break them, you got to wait at least a year, and there will be a three-month interest penalty, which you'll still be ahead of the game because you'll have made 9 months interest then, at least if you break it at the year mark. So it's not a bad thing to do. When it comes to your medicines, though, medicines are a big expense. Actually, I had somebody rip me a new one because they were on telemedicine and they wanted antibiotics over the phone, and they paid their telemedicine company $40. And they didn't qualify for the antibiotics because now there's antibiotic stewardship and there's all these rules now with antibiotics. Also, you write an antibiotic and somebody gets a side effect to it, you know, you can be sued. So you really have to justify why you're giving an antibiotic for COVID, and you're not supposed to. person had COVID, wanted antibiotics. We're not supposed to. The CDC doesn't want us giving antibiotics for it. You know, and so they were mad. Before you spend the money, right? And if you feel like, you know, when it comes to medicine, and I've spoken about this with telemedicine before, okay? If you want a doctor's advice, that's what you're using telemedicine for. But if you're like, I have a shopping list of stuff, and I want the doctor to fill it and not ask me any questions, that's going to be a little harder to come by. And some of you have noticed this. You know, people are like, well, I need my Ambien, or I need my Xanax, or I need my pain pills. Can't get that from telemedicine. Can't get that from a lot of your regular doctors. There's a process because there's a liability involved. And so many of you have been, like one person told me, this was a company that was outsourced by another company I worked for a couple years ago, who said that he paid $130 for that visit. And he needed a physical and paperwork filled out. I'm like, but this is over the phone. I can't fill out your paperwork and I can't perform your physical. But he spent $130. So, you know, before you spend the money, just do your research and understand what you're getting. What exactly, you know, if it's getting to speak to a doctor at night, you know, in the middle of a Packer game, that's still valuable. But if it's no, I want this, you might not get it. And then, you know, you need to have that realistic expectation. So, in terms of cutting medicines in half, one of you had said, you know, I cut my medicines in half, my doctor overprescribes. Well, please talk to your medical provider before you decide to cut your medicines in half. Now, if let's say you need 10 milligrams of a statin, and your doctor says, I could write you 20 milligrams, and you cut it in half, so now you have more pills, that's a trick a lot of doctors have done for years. The only problem is sometimes you're not getting the accurate amount. And so if you have a medication that's pretty serious where you need to be on a very strict amount of milligrams of it, and your pill cutter cuts them into, you know, I don't know, odd shapes, you need to be careful with that. So I'm not a big fan of asking for a higher dose and then cutting them in half, but it is a way to save money. It is. You know, another thing is a lot of times doing mail order, getting 90-day prescriptions rather than the 30 days. Not all doctors can do that, especially if it's a medication where we need to see how you're doing on it and if you're having any side effects and check your blood work. But, you know, 90-day mail out, a good RX is fantastic for, you know, your insurance. Like, I have a prescription where the insurance was charging me like $40. I think that was for my vitamin D. Yet with the good RX, it knocked it down to 10 or something like that. So coupons. Coupons was something my mom did, so I refused to do it because I was like, oh, it's old school. It's too 1980s. Why save money? You know, at Target, if you go to Target, if you have the credit card, you get 5% off your purchases right then and there. Now, I don't like having extra credit cards. I don't like that, but I don't like spending 5% more than somebody else at the same store if I could spend 5% less. So if you're a big Target shopper, do that. Miles. If you have a credit card, use miles or cash back. The miles you can apply to a bunch of things. It's really cool. So, yeah. All right. So keep your tips coming, and we're going to talk about thyroid cancer. We have another White House official who ended up getting thyroid cancer. We'll talk about that in a second. 1-877-DOCTOR.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The newly named special master in the President Trump versus the Department of Justice documents raid at Trump's Florida home directed the attorneys to appear Tuesday in a courtroom of the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse, 2 p.m. Eastern, for a preliminary conference. 8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slammed across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that a level 5 alert, the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for as it's raining like never before. Hurricane Fiona is bringing heavy rains and high winds to Puerto Rico, knocking out power to the entire island on Sunday. Heavy rainfall and catastrophic flooding continued across much of Puerto Rico. USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a little bit of a weird hobby. I don't even know if I would call it a hobby. But if I'm watching TV or watching a movie and the neck looks funny and it looks like the thyroid's enlarged or they have a mass on their thyroid or something doesn't seem right, I try to reach out to that celebrity, almost impossible. Some of them I have been able to reach out to. And I just say, look, just think you need to get your thyroid checked. Not diagnosing you over the movies, not diagnosing you over Netflix, but need to check out your thyroid. And so I am a thyroid stalker. I don't like to stalk, you know, even with Viggo Mortensen. If he lived next door to me, I wouldn't stalk him. I'd be like, you need your privacy. If you just want to come out in the neighborhood naked once in a while, I'll be fine with that. So I, you know, but when it comes to the thyroid, when I see a thyroid that looks funny, I can't unsee it. And I find it disturbing that there's a lot of people that could be walking around with low thyroid, high thyroid, a thyroid disorder, or possibly thyroid cancer. Well, interestingly, two President Trump White House officials have been diagnosed and treated for thyroid cancer. Jared Kushner, who is Trump's former President Trump's son-in-law, was treated, had to go through surgery twice, and now Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Sarah Huckabee Sanders reported last week, she was the former White House press secretary as well as current Republican gubernatorial candidate for Arkansas, reported that she underwent surgery for thyroid cancer and is now, quote-unquote, cancer-free. Her thyroid was removed as well as surrounding lymph nodes, and she reported she's going to be on the campaign trail soon. So she said, she underwent a successful surgery to remove my thyroid and surrounding lymph nodes, and by the grace of God, I am now cancer-free. I want to thank the Arkansas doctors and nurses for their world-class care, as well as my family and friends for their love, prayers, and support. I look forward to returning to the campaign trail soon. She's so sweet. According to her physician, Dr. Sims, she had stage 1 papillary thyroid carcinoma. Very common. Excellent prognosis when it's at that stage. He said she has an excellent prognosis. While she will need adjuvant treatment with radioactive iodine, as well as continued long-term follow-up, I think it's fair to say she's now cancer-free, and I don't anticipate any of this slowing her down. So fantastic news for Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Godspeed. We don't want anybody to suffer, and thank God that that got addressed. It is interesting that she is the second one of President Trump's team that got thyroid cancer, but I think thyroid cancer is a lot more common than we think. Jared Kushner, husband of Ivanka Trump and son-in-law to former President Trump and his advisor, senior advisor, he was treated twice. He was diagnosed when he was working for Trump. They decided to take care of it over Thanksgiving vacation at the time so that he wouldn't have to miss a lot of work. And then he had follow-up surgery last month, is expected to make a full recovery. So 14.6 per 100,000 individuals, they say, could develop thyroid cancer. Cells in the thyroid could become cancerous. It could be from genetics, radiation, low iodine diets, obesity could put one at risk. And there's about the 43,800 new cases, according to the American Cancer Society, diagnosed every year. 2,200 people die every year from thyroid cancer. So this isn't something that is, okay, well, you know, it's when you get it, it's not really going to hurt you. Thyroid cancer can kill. And one of the ENTs I would refer to said, you know, you probably are the top family physician that finds thyroid cancer. How do you do it? And for some reason, the thyroid speaks to me. Okay? You know? If you have another sort of condition, I might be like, huh, what? But the thyroid just does. I've had patients walk in, they're talking to me about something else, and I'm like, your thyroid's big. There's something going on with your thyroid. And so there's multiple people out there that appear to suffer from thyroid issues. And if you actually look at Sarah Huckabee Sanders' picture, now I haven't been watching her, I haven't been looking at her neck, I haven't been, you know, so I feel a little bad that I missed this, but there was a picture of her, and I mean, it's just as light as day. The thyroid that sits usually here in the lower part of the neck, it looked like she had some enlargement next to it. It looked like she had, you know, it just looked irregular. And so stars that need to, I believe, have their thyroids checked include, Representative Ocasio-Cortez. I thought I saw a little bit of an irregularity, so I think Representative Ocasio-Cortez needs to do it. Zola Marduena from Cobra Kai has a very abnormal-looking thyroid. Ryan Eggold, Prince Harry, huge goiter. Prince Harry looks like he has a huge goiter. Hopefully it's just a goiter where it means the thyroid is underactive, so the gland is growing. But that's something that needs to be looked at, as far as I'm concerned. And I know he's got a lot going on with the Queen. May she rest in peace. I thought Faith Hill had a little bit of an issue. I think Scarlett Johansson's thyroid was a little bit big. Tammy Bruce, Drew Barrymore appeared to have one. Michael Fassbender, I've been checking him out because he's very, very sexy. Thought his thyroid was a little bit off. And just all they need to do is, you know, you get an ultrasound, get some blood work done. And we don't necessarily recommend annual screening or aggressive screening when you're healthy. But if you at all look like you have an irregularity around your neckline, that's enough to at least get an ultrasound and to get a screen done. So we just don't randomly screen everybody. I would never order an ultrasound unless I thought that I felt something abnormal or it looked abnormal. Well, usually it looks abnormal and then you feel it. Amy Schumer looks like she has a large thyroid. Lizzo, Beyonce, Kristen Bell, Amber Heard, Rachel Maddow, Andrew Garfield, John Cena. Now, sometimes you can have surgery and that could also alter the neckline too. Ellen DeGeneres, Portia de Rossi. Sorry, Julie Bowen, Candace Owens, Ben Mendelsohn, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. I thought her thyroid was a little big. Brittany Griner, I'm a little concerned about her thyroid as well. So what does this mean? What it means is we don't panic, and but thyroid cancer is out there. And if two individuals in the Trump White House who have access to amazing health care had to undergo surgery, It obviously is something that can affect any of us, even if we have good health care. So make sure your provider feels your thyroid. If at all you, and I know some of you, you know, have heard that that's one of the hardest things for some doctors to do, where they just can't feel it. For some reason, I've been able to feel it, and I've taught medical students, but it took years where I'm like, I can't tell. But there's a way to do it, and there's a way to tell if it's enlarged. And if you don't feel your medical provider is adequately doing that, and you say, look, it looks different on the send me your picture. And I could even write a note and say, you know what, I don't know, this might need to get looked at deeper. But it's something that I think a lot of people miss. I think a lot of physicians miss. And it's just because it's not something we routinely screen for. We don't screen for a lot of things that are, 43,000 people a year in the U.S. getting thyroid cancer is a low, low number. So it's still rare, but it's still tens of thousands of people that get thyroid cancer. So if you have a thyroid condition, low thyroid, high thyroid, I think you should have imaging. I think if you have any condition, somebody should image the organ from which that condition came. So if you have multiple sclerosis, or if you have Parkinson's, or if you have Alzheimer's, all right, the brain should be imaged. If you have thyroid issues, the thyroid should be ultrasounded. If you have gallbladder or liver issues, somebody should image that. So rule of thumb is if you are treated for anything, high blood pressure, somebody should be checking the heart. Somebody should ultrasound the heart. Somebody should be doing an EKG. If you have diabetes, I think somebody should check out the pancreas. If you ultrasound it, scan it every now and then. I'm just a little nervous that we let the pancreas go too much. But rule of thumb is if you have a condition, somebody should be examining the organ from which that condition came. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This report is sponsored by Novartis. This September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, is often called the good cancer because over the last 20 years with the introduction of new medications, CML has become more manageable. But despite these advancements, the CML journey doesn't turn out quite as good for some. Dr. E. Habatala is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
If you look overall in studies, patients who are in chronic phase CML, 35%, one out of every three, end up switching from the drug that they start. Either patient is not tolerating that drug, has significant side effects, or they're not responding to the treatment.
Some patients try to tough out the side effects of their medication, but if your treatment is becoming unmanageable and impacting daily life, it's important to talk with your doctor. Your doctor may decide if it's appropriate to adjust your dose or consider another medication that may be a better fit. If this sounds familiar or to learn more, visit whataboutmycml.com for resources to help you talk to your doctor to find a treatment option that is right for you or a loved one.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The funeral of the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, happened today. This was the final stage of her procession, of her memorial, and her coffin was taken to Windsor for burial. There was a procession through London to Wellington Arch. There were 2,000 royals that were there, world leaders, VIPs. I think the church could only hold about 2,000 people. You saw lines and rows of people showing their love. In fact, to view the coffin that was at Westminster Abbey, there were lines 24 hours long to see the Queen. And it's fascinating to me where, you know, we've had this criticism of the monarchy and this, you know, back and forth between Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and the royals and this concept of, well, it's archaic and it's to me, I think it's beautiful and it's history. And to see the love and to see the world leaders descend and I get it, you know, it's media, you know, you don't go, people think something's wrong with you. But to see this event and to see it, it bring, you know, not so much the leaders, because like I said, the leaders have to come because that's what they do. And, you know, whether they had a relationship with the Queen or not, they had to feel like, you know, they were there and a part of this. If they weren't, they would feel shunned. But when you see individuals in Great Britain wait for hours, I mean, luckily the weather wasn't too hot, weather wasn't too cold, and to stand in lines for hours to, you know, say your respects, okay, that says something. And to me, that means that there are huge swaths of that country that honor, respect, and cherish the monarchy and having it there and whatever role it plays. And so I found that to be very, very fascinating. I mean, I knew there would be a lot of people. I knew it would be a big deal. But to see people wait for 24 hours in line, that shows love and respect. So Her Majesty returned home to Windsor to be reunited for eternity with her husband, father, mother, and sister in the crypt at St. George's Chapel. And the royal family was all there. You saw Meghan Markle and Prince Harry there, and there was, you know, some very awkward moments I just picked up on. And it's a shame. I mean, I don't know what I would have done if you know, I was Meghan. I know what it's like to, you know, have in-laws and, you know, have kind of go through those struggles. But I just don't know if I would have gone to Oprah, you know, and done a tell-all. And I'm just very, very kind of disturbed by how that all went down. And I think there was a whole variety of things that could have been done. You know, I mean, like Camilla. Camilla was looked upon as the mistress, as the one that broke apart the whole royal, you know, Princess Diana and all that. And, you know, and here's Camilla now. Now she's queen. You know, there's always a way to redeem yourself. There's always a way to, you know, somehow have peace. Or if you feel the family shunned you and you feel the family disrespected you or did, you know, then you say, I'm gone, but then be gone. But to come back, there's an awkwardness. You're either with the family or you're not. It's to me a little awkward, but members of the royal family left St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. The service was fairly quick. And then the Prince and Princess of Wales did have Prince George and Princess Charlotte with them. And apparently Princess Charlotte does order her older brother around. It's kind of interesting. And so if any of you have had a younger sister, I haven't had a younger sister. I had younger brothers, but I was a younger sister to my sister. Pain in the butt. So, but they were very, very professional and very mature. Apparently the passage that was held, the same passage that was read was the same one at the funerals of King George VI in 1952, her grandparents King George V, as well as Queen Mary in 1953. So, you know, the reading ends with, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. So it was just beautiful service. It, you know, and apparently the jewels and the scepter and all that get removed as she is, I guess, lowered into the grave as a I think as a simple Christian soul, unquote. So she will be reunited with Philip, and people have asked, do I believe in the afterlife? I do. I do. I believe, and I know this is kind of tough for people of science to say, because we're very academic about things, and for those of us that have ever had surgery and are put out, we're out, and then when we wake up, we're like, okay, well, I didn't remember that whole part. But anesthesia doesn't necessarily equate to you're leaving this earth and your soul going to God. And I told you guys, the meaning of life, to me, this doesn't have to be your meaning of life, but the meaning of life for me is this is a job interview. Okay, this is not our final place. All right, we have work to do after. And I don't know what religion this follows by, but I just feel like, we're put on this earth and God watches us. Some people think God controls every single thing in our lives. I do think he steers and he helps, especially when we ask for it. But I do think he wants to see, what does Dr. Dahlia have? What does she got? And then where is she best placed in the afterlife? Shipping and receiving, right? Marketing. I'm definitely not homemaking. I'm not good at cooking and all that. But I believe that, what we do on earth determines what happens in the afterlife. And that's just how I feel. So when people say, do you really think people are reunited and families are reunited? And then I really do. I do. I believe that. So, there's been a lot of controversy over all the coverage that happened with the Queen. I mean, none of us have ever been alive, I don't believe, when there was maybe some of us were alive with another monarch, but having TVs and televisions and internet covering the loss of a royal. And when, in ancient civilizations, when there would be the loss of a king or queen or prince, the festivities would go on, and the observation and the memorial would go on for weeks. So I look at this as this was nothing compared to what it used to be. And it looks like we're seeing it a lot, but that's because that's what media is supposed to do. Media is supposed to give us the news. So we're supposed to get the news. If media only wants to cover Trump, like Howard Stern suggested, that's not news. Okay, we aren't supposed to pick and choose what's happening in the world. Okay, that's biased media. We're supposed to tell you what's going on. So you might think, gosh, this is like the 10th day. Well, that's what happens. This is what happens when somebody that has a long bloodline of monarchy, ends up leaving. This is what happens, and I'm fascinated by it. And I'm glad that media outlets at least gave us this look for those of us who couldn't be, in Europe, having a closer connection to it. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.